Now Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform so that you will live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, so that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal Peor. For all the men who follow Baal Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. But you who clung to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you are to do these things in the land where you are in a rain, to take possession of it. So keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as is the Lord our God whenever we call on Him? Oh, what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this I am setting before you today? Only be careful for yourself and watch over your soul diligently, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Darkness, cloud, and thick gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You who heard the sound of words, but you saw no form. There was only a voice, so He declared to you His covenant, which He commanded you to perform. That is the day. Possession of it.
So be very careful yourselves, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, so that you do not act corruptly and make a carved image for yourselves in the form of any figure, a representation of male or female, a representation of any animal that is on the earth, a representation of any winged bird that flies in the sky, a representation of anything that crawls on the ground, or a representation of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And be careful not to raise your eyes to heaven and look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the heavenly lights. And allow yourself to be drawn away and worship them and serve them, things which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people of his own possession, as today. Now the Lord was angry with me on your account, and he swore that I would not cross the Jordan, and that I would not enter the good land, which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. For I am going to die in this land. I am not crossing the Jordan, but you are going to cross, and you will take possession of this good land. So be careful yourselves that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. Jealous God. When you father children and have grandchildren, and you grow old in the land, and you act corruptly and make an idol in the form of anything, and do what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today that you will serve it. You will not live long on it, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord drives you. There you will serve gods, the work of human hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell anything. But from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. If you are in distress, and all these things happen to you, in the latter days you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your your father, which he swore to them.
The earlier days that were before your time, since the day that God created mankind on the earth, and inquire from one end of the heavens. miles to the other. Has anything been done like this great thing? Or has anything been heard like it? Has any people heard the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire as you have heard it and survived? Or has a God ventured to go to take for himself a nation from within another nation by trials, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, just as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? You were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord, he is God, there is no other besides.
The Jordan to the east, for one to flee there, who unintentionally killed his neighbor without having hatred for him in time past. And by fleeing to one of these cities, he might live. Bazer in the wilderness, on the plateau for the Reubenites, Ramoth and Gilead for the Gadites, and Galilean in Bashan for the Manassites. Now this is the law which Moses set before the sons of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the sons of Israel when they came out of Egypt, across the Jordan in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, who Moses and the sons of came out of Egypt, and they took possession. to the east. From Aruwer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, even as far as Mount Zion, that is Hermon. With all the Arabah, across the Jordan to the east, even as far as the Sea of the Arabah.